The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you are thinking about opening a business, whether you own a business or a car dealership, a plastic surgery practice, a dental practice, a franchise owner or dealer, you simply have the entrepreneurial mindset and you're thinking about starting up a business. We want to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, hiring employees, accounting ideas, software programs. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today we're going to be outlining organization for your business. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. However, we are on a recorded call today. A little bit about us. Our exclusive marketing firm is one of our tools for success of our business and our client strategy. We use video to create a massive online presence for our clients. From websites to traffic and retention, we have a complete different approach to online business. But again, the program is not about us. It is about you. So let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and glad to, you know, to talk about today's subject. We've been talking a lot about lately in past shows, you know, personal health, sleep habits, and so on, which can, you know, can be lumped into something, you know, organization for yourself, which is really important for today's show, you know, having organization in your business.
Right. I think right off the bat, I will throw that out, that lack of organization to me is probably one of the biggest money burners you can experience with a business. If you are not organized, you will experience a lot of problems. And if you're not the type of person that is organized, here's the good news. There are companies out there that will organize you for you. And if you're laughing at that, I would say I would definitely take a look at that. I know in my local area there's about four or five different companies that will come in and organize everything from your desk, your files, to everything. And I to me, you know, it's like somebody who is trying to get out the door to go to their job and they can't find their car keys. You know, to me, and I didn't realize this, but in talking with a group of people about the program today, many people were commenting how one of their biggest challenges is they're always late for work because they can't find their keys. Now, Kyle, I'm just going to ask you quickly. I mean, to me, that seems like a no-brainer. I'm a little shocked by it, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of just being organized personally. I mean, there's a spot, you know, in our house anyways, there's a spot designated for the keys, for everything. So whenever you need something, they go in that spot, and so you always know that they're in the same spot. You're not just, you know, throwing stuff in different locations and just wherever it lands out of your pocket is where it goes, because that's how you, you know, that's reflective of organization and keeping things in the proper place and proper order, and which can really, you know, like you said, you know, affect you being at work even.
Yep. Well, time is money. And when you're spending time looking for things that if you had put away properly, you wouldn't have to do that. Let me get a little personal here right now. I'm an extremely organized person, and my husband is the most unorganized person you ever met. Good news is I run his business for him. Bad news is when I go out to the barn and I'm, you know, looking for something, you know, at one of my old houses that I lived at about 10 years ago, my garage was it basically in alphabetical order. And not to the point that I was very anal about everything, but everything had its place and everything was labeled, and I pretty much had it organized by, you know, things that I needed, gardening tools, tools that I used to groom the pets, car washing stuff, and, you know, stuff that I would use to, in the pool, if you will. So, you know, car things, things that I needed to repair my car, whatever. Everything just had its proper place. And, you know, my husband will tell you the one thing that, you know, drives him himself crazy about not being organized is the amount of money that he wastes. For example, he was going to do some type of painting project, and he knew that we had all of the painting supplies, but because he had not put anything back where it belonged, you know, we might have had the rollers in one barn, we might have had the trays in another barn, the paintbrushes in another area, and he just kept looking around, he kept looking, he realized he had spent about 45 minutes trying to organize everything and realized that he didn't have everything he needed. We are about 6 miles to the closest hardware store where he could buy that stuff, and not to mention the gas. So 45 minutes he spent looking for it. He spent another 20 minutes driving to the store to buy it. Then he had to rebuy what we already, and I knew we already had. And then, of course, he had to drive back and then set up. So, you know, time is money, people. And, you know, if you're wasting that kind of time on trying to find things on a consistent basis, that's the time where you need to step back and say, I am not organized. I need either a service to come in and do this for me, or I need to solve it myself. And a lot of people just are not organized. I don't know quite what to make of it because I am an organized person, so I can't really sympathize with it. But I do understand it's like anything. We're not, you know, some of us are organized, some of us are not. But the fact remains, it's one of those things that, in my opinion, will be extremely costly for your business if you don't get a handle on it. Whether you get a handle on it or you hire someone to get a handle on it, it's definitely something that is worth its weight in gold if you can wrestle that monster to the ground, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, organization is is everything. It's like you mentioned, it costs additional money. It costs time, and time is money. So there's a lot of different costs associated with lack of organization. Not to mention having an organized workspace and an organized home just helps with your overall well-being, which we've talked about in the past, in past shows, is you know, taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically. And having an organized workspace and organized home, this all contributes to that directly. Have you ever been in someone's home where everything is just it's chaotic, and you don't even know how they sleep at night because everything's just a mess? And so it's really important to keep yourself clean, organized, and that way you're always ready for whatever comes. You're always ready in advance. It is the way I look at it.
Yeah, even with your filing system, I mean, being able to find something and knowing where it is, and I can't function that way, and I don't know too many people who are successful that go about their day being very unorganized. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and I definitely, if you were to look at any successful person, they would tell you that they are an extremely organized person. So if you are not organized and you don't foresee yourself in the future of being an organized person, or you don't see yourself hiring somebody to make you organized or help you get organized, I can honestly say I don't know if I would recommend that you go into business, because I really do think that it is one of the criteria in terms of building a successful business and being able to be productive without wasting a lot of time. Because when you're self-employed, your time is so, you know, you have leverage that you would not have if you worked a 40 to 45 hour week. You do have more leverage that way, but you're also leveraged as much, you know, in terms of, you know, what you've got to do and what you've got to get accomplished. And, you know, a self-employed person does not know a Monday through Friday schedule or a 5-day work week. We don't understand that, because most of us work every day. And organization is one of the things that will really talk about not being able to sleep at night. You know, our past shows have been about, you know, getting a restful sleep and being able to do that and being organized. I believe contributes also to a well-rested, productive entrepreneur. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, a product, any information that you have that you think would really be beneficial to our listeners, you can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information, ideas, tips, websites, resources to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.